From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Suicide bombers struck across Saudi Arabia, killing four security officials and wounding five others on Monday. The attackers set off the explosives in the holy city of Medina. At a checkpoint outside of one of Islam's holiest sites, the mosque where Prophet Muhammad is buried. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State has carried out a series of bombings and shooting attacks in the kingdom in the past 2 years. Amin Sakal is the regional analyst at the Australian National University.
Islamic State itself is dominated by Sunni extremists, and the Prophet Muhammad is, of course, the leader of the not only Sunni Islam, but Islam as a whole. And any heinous acts against the site can only damage the Islamic State more than it has already been, particularly in the eyes of the Muslims across the world.
No foreigners were hurt in Monday's blast, which occurred as the holy month of Ramadan draws to a close. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on a four-country tour of Africa to boost trade. Netanyahu visited Uganda on Monday. The Israeli leader said his visit signals dramatic changes in the relationship between Africa and Israel.
The historic summit that will be held later today between the leaders of seven African countries and Israel testifies to the dramatic changes taking place in the relationship between Israel and Africa. Africa is a continent on the rise. Israel looks forward to strengthening ties with all its countries.
The Israeli leader also plans stops in Kenya, Rwanda, and Ethiopia. Monday also marked the 40th anniversary of the Israeli commando raid at Uganda's main airport in 1976 to rescue Israelis taken.